KMSC Studios, this is Diaries of Dysfunctional Twins, the podcast that brings you into the life of two very dysfunctional twins. I'm Dylan Ferguson, and each week I'll be telling you a new story from mine and my twin sister Morgan's childhood. A little background before we get started with today's story. While my sister and I love each other immensely, there were many times in our childhood where you simply would not believe that. By the time we were both 18, there were many trips to the ER. Countless first aid kits being depleted for our injuries that we caused each other, and many, many classic and hilarious stories that we can look back at and just get a good laugh at now. So this podcast is so I can share those laughs with you. This week's story is a little story I like to call WWER. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. The year is 2004, summertime. Morgan and I are 6 years old. It's a rainy day at the Ferguson household, but this wasn't any typical rainy day, though. It was a day where the normal indoor play of my sister and I didn't happen, but instead, we were just staring at the living room TV watching a typical episode of SpongeBob SquarePants while our mom was in the kitchen making our lunch. Out of boredom, I decided to flip through the channels in hopes of finding something a little more exciting to watch. At this time, Mom kept pretty strict parental controls on our TV, so our options were pretty limited. After a couple minutes of channel flipping, I felt like I was never going to find anything good on TV, when suddenly, I saw a sight I thought I wouldn't see in a very long time. I had heard of WWE wrestling before from the kids on the playground at school. Hearing about those cool wrestling moves and the macho personalities of the wrestlers, I just knew this was something I had to experience with my own eyes. And finally, on that rainy afternoon with my sister, it was my opportunity to finally experience the WWE with this rerun of WrestleMania. I think it was WrestleMania 20 on one of the few unblocked channels. I remember being absolutely dazzled by the high-flying moves of The Undertaker. After about 5 minutes of watching, I look over at my sister. I could tell she was thinking the same thing I was thinking. My parents at the time had a king-size bed, which I figured was the perfect size for our own WWE wrestling ring. It was all well at first. We just did the normal wrestling moves you saw on TV. But of course, we didn't hit each other too hard so we wouldn't hurt ourselves. After a few minutes, I asked my sister if it'd be okay if I could pick her up and then throw her behind me over my shoulder. I thought it'd be pretty cool. She said it was okay, so I proceeded to do so. This whole time, I never really paid attention to where I was on the bed. I figured that Morgan had plenty of room to land, so when I eventually did do the move, it would have been okay. I didn't realize until it was far too late that I was wrong. I turn around, and there I saw Morgan, face down on the hardwood floor of my parents' bedroom. I instantly knew that she was not okay, and it was all my fault. And because of that, I panicked. I remember running as fast as I could to go get Mom, but by the time I made it to the hallway, she was already halfway down. She was asking me, "What's going on? I heard a noise. Is everything okay?" And all I could say to her was, "We were playing, and I wasn't careful. I hurt Morgan." We went into the room and found her sitting on the floor, crying. Take a look at her chin, and there was a big cut. Looking back, it really wasn't that big of a deal. But when I was 6, I thought that was the worst thing I could have ever done to Morgan. And I couldn't stand the sight of blood whatsoever. And because of everything that was happening, I fainted.
Well, I heard the noise first, and then I saw blood gushing from her chin, and a wet washcloth wouldn't solve the problem, so I knew it was serious.
That was Shelley Ferguson, our mom, recalling what the injury looked like, because I never actually got to see what it looked like. By the time I came to, I was in the car with my mom and my sister on the way to the ER. It took me a little bit to remember what happened. But when it finally came back to me, I became afraid. I was afraid that my mom was going to be extremely angry at me. I thought I was going to be grounded for the rest of the year. I thought I'd never be able to watch TV again. But most importantly, I thought Morgan was going to hate me forever. I instantly started bawling because of it. When we got to the hospital parking lot, my mom got us both quickly into the emergency room so Morgan could get patched up. When the nurse left the room to go get the doctor, I thought my mom was going to yell at me like no other. Instead, she gave me a very warm hug, reassured me that Morgan was going to be okay after the doctors got done, and told me that it was just an accident and that I simply needed to be more careful, and that just because I saw the cool wrestler guys do it on TV doesn't mean I can do it too. It was also when I got told that WWE was fake anyways. 6 stitches later, Morgan was good as new. The only real downside to this was that she could only eat soft foods for the next few days, which was okay with me because that meant we got the good ice cream and yogurt in the house. When we got back to the parking lot, I gave her a hug and told her that I was sorry for messing up the stunt and busting her chin open. While I could tell she was a little angry at me, she hugged me back and forgave me. Everything in the Ferguson household was good again, but little did I know that just because I was forgiven did not mean that I wasn't going to get my fair share of pain. That's it for this episode of Diaries of Dysfunctional Twins. Here's a sneak peek of my next story. One night while trying to brush my teeth and get ready for bed, Morgan came into the bathroom with me, which I didn't really think anything of it as sometimes she came in just to brush her teeth with me. As I finished getting the excess toothpaste out of my mouth, she comes over to me with a Q-tip and tells me, "Here, your ears are a little dirty. Let me clean them for you." I didn't really think anything of it, but little did I know, she was ready to get her revenge from that wrestling incident. That's next time on Diaries of Dysfunctional Twins. Special thanks to Shelley and Morgan Ferguson for providing information used in this episode. I'm Dylan Ferguson, your storyteller and dysfunctional twin. Have a good day, folks. This has been a KMSC Studios production.